It's the Up and Country Show, where the heart of Nashville matches thrilling adventures with rising country artists. I'm your host, Sue Bonzel. Join us as we explore the vibrant Nashville area alongside talented musicians, combining exhilarating escapades with exclusive interviews and energetic live performances. Each week, we dive into the captivating world of country music, showcasing the next generation of artists who are poised to make their mark on the industry. Let's get it started. This week on Up in Country, I'm heading out for some adventure. We're going to hit the links with Mitch Rozelle and do a little fishing with Becca Bowen. I drove out to the beautiful Vanderbilt Legends Golf Club in Franklin, Tennessee to meet up with country artist Mitch Rozelle.
Your temp that night, right bar, right time, I hung on every word your sweet voice said.
Okay, Mitch Rozelle is here. We're out on the golf course. You are an avid golfer.
Yep.
It's kind of your other passion.
Yep.
How long have you been playing golf?
Started when I was about 15.
Okay.
And got burnt out pretty quick. I went hard for a couple of years, and then I started again when I was about 27.
Did you play in high school?
I did, yeah. I played my last 2 years of high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any championships we got to talk about?
I won some tournaments.
Okay.
Yeah, I won some tournaments. Yeah.
Fair enough, fair enough. Now, your son is here today.
He is.
He's quite a little golfer.
Yeah, he's probably already better than me. So, yeah. I hate to say it, but yeah.
We got to talk a little bit about music.
Mm-hmm.
Most notably, we've talked about it before, you've been on tour many times with Garth Brooks.
Yep.
What was the last one like, the last tour?
The last tour was insane. I mean, stadiums are just, they're just massive. And I was pretty nervous that it would be too big for me to kind of cut through, but it actually went really well. It was great. Great crowds. They treat you so well. So it was really, really special.
So Mitch, how many years have you been a country artist musician?
About 13 years, actually, yeah.
13 years,
makes
okay.
Me feel really old.
And so when you were first starting out, what kind of struggles or obstacles did you kind of like run into as you were going? Because I know you probably had some, right?
Oh, no, not in this business.
No, this business
is pretty easy. So yeah, no, it's been pretty much a struggle the whole time. Had some pretty amazing triumphs here and there, but even in the midst of those, a lot of struggles. It's just a hard business. You know, you're trying to navigate something a lot of people are trying to do too, and
yeah.
It's subjective. There's no, you know, if you play quarterback and you throw the best ball, you're gonna play.
Right.
But in this, it's like a lot of it's political. A lot of it's, you know, there's a lot of factors.
A lot of factors.
It's tough. It's a grind.
Okay. Any plans to do any work or collaborations with Garth?
You know, you never know. There's no plan set right now, but I mean, we're always, things with him, it's unpredictable. So, and we always are kind of writing a little bit, so.
He's kind of a busy guy.
He's a little busy.
He's got a few things going on.
Just a few.
Now, you've done a duet with his wife, Trisha.
I have.
I ran from God when he got too close. I ran from love and the hearts I broke. And from all the wreckage I left in my rear view. All I ever knew was running till I ran into you.
Yes.
And who else have you done a duet with?
I think it's not announced
Ooh,
yet. So
we have some secret information we cannot reveal.
Yeah, other than that, no, that's it so far.
Okay.
Things move really fast in the Nashville country scene. Since my interview with Mitch Rozelle, I found out who he's doing his duet with.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You say you see yourself settling down on the outskirts of town where the stars shine brighter.
And in the meantime, Mitch Rozelle had an appearance on America's Got Talent with a resounding yes from all judges.
The pain in mine started leaving when I whispered in his ear. Son, I hope you know how much I love you. Now it all makes sense, this place in life I've come to. You fill the hole inside my heart. You're why I'll reach for the stars above. My world revolves around you. call you son.
So what role has faith played in your career, your life over the last several years?
In my life, it's the North Star for me, and in my career, same thing. I wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for my faith. There's no way I would have been able to make it through some of those difficult times. It's all about trusting the Lord, trusting His plan, and trying to let go of that steering wheel, which is hard. But when I do, good things happen. So.
Yeah. So you are from East Tennessee, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Okay, and you have a little bit of an accent.
I do. Yeah. When I was a kid, it was really thick. I don't know. I guess maybe going to college outside of the South, I just kind of went down a little bit as far as back to the middle. When I get around my buddies back home, it really comes out really
thick.
Isn't
it interesting how that happens?
It is,
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we're playing a game called Talking Up Country. I got a couple of words for you,
okay.
And I want to see how you pronounce them.
Okay.
So
right.
You just get to pick a card, any card.
All right.
I want to see what it is.
Well, you can do that a few ways. Mobile. That's what I would think. Mobile, you could say that.
Okay.
Yeah. Mobile. Nope. Mobile's how I'd say it. Yeah.
No. Mobile.
Mobile? No. No, I don't think so.
No. Okay.
No. Okay. Oldsmobile, I guess. Yeah.
All right. We'll try a few more because I think there's some in here that you're going to pronounce differently than I do.
Probably
I'm from California, so
probably
you know,
so.
A little
yeah,
bit
yeah.
of a difference.
Probably so. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's hit some more balls. Mitch made sure I was lined up right and provided a few pointers. I'm not sure it helped my game. We're going to do a little more talking up country because I don't feel like we got a good representation
yeah.
of your accent. So we're going to try a few more.
All right. Sounds good. Pecan.
Pecan?
Yep.
Not pecan?
No, not pecan.
Pecan
pie? That's a Georgia thing, I think.
Is that a Georgia thing?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Some of my family from Georgia says that.
All right. Pecan, I guess.
Pecan?
Pecan?
Yeah, that's how I say it, yeah.
All right. Try another one.
Water.
Okay, there you go. I have a friend who says water.
Water, yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I've heard that. That's like I feel like it's a North Carolina thing a little bit.
Okay, like there's all the little dialects.
Yeah, there's like these little things. But I've heard a lot of people say water. Yeah.
Water.
Water.
What about, there's one in here.
Oil, I say oil.
I was just going to get to that one. Where is it? I just had it right here. Where is it?
There it is.
Yeah. There it is.
Oil.
Oil.
Yeah, oil.
That's a Southern thing
right
there. Not oil.
Not oil. There's no why. It's oil.
Oh. It took me a long time when people were talking. I was like,
what? Is he saying oh? Oh?
What is that?
Yeah, oh. Yeah.
Okay,
what
there
else you
go.
Got here?
Okay.
Pajamas.
Pajamas. Okay, not pajamas.
No, not pajamas. Pajamas. The aw.
So now we know.
Yeah.
Now we know. That's
I got a few of them.
Yeah, talking up country.
It's truth or truth?
Oh, wow. What's your biggest regret?
Ooh, now we're going deep.
Gosh, you know, I try to say that I don't really have regrets because I think you learn from everything. I will say, if I had to pick something, the last time I ever saw my dad, he was in a big hurry. He had to go to a job, and we always hugged and like said a long goodbye, and this time we didn't get to, and that was the last time I saw him.
Oh, man.
So I would say, don't ever not hug your loved ones. And we knew we loved each other. It's not like we were in a fight, so it wasn't all bad. It just is one of those things that always kind of bothered me a little bit.
Kind of sticks with you
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, stuck with me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Well, thank you. Thank you for playing the game.
Of course.
All right.
Great game.
I'm here at Centennial Park about to meet up with Becca Bowen to do some fishing.
Another day, another problem.
All right, Becca Bowen is here. We are at the lake.
Yeah, in Nashville, Tennessee. You were to know.
There's lakes in Nashville. We found one. We think there's fish in it.
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out, yes.
So
now, first of all, we got to talk a little bit about music.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you got something new.
If I'm Being Honest is a song that me and Sam Woods wrote, who is my guitar player, and you will see him later.
I'm excited about fishing.
honestly. Because
have you ever fished before?
Like a long time ago.
Oh, okay. So I'm not really a fisher person. Well, we're going to teach you. I'm going to teach you today.
Okay. And I got to tell everybody that you are qualified to do this, because how many years have you been fishing?
Well, I'm no expert. I would say when it comes to hunting, I could really show you how to hunt. My brother is a killer fisherman. And I've been fishing with him. Oh, my gosh. And my grandpa since I was probably 5 years old. So I know a little bit about fishing, so I can teach you something today.
Yeah, I saw something on your website.
You saw that big old bass.
I did the big old bass. Like, was that like the biggest fish you've ever caught?
No.
No?
No, but that was a really cool place because I love fishing a pond. Going around and throwing out. And, you know, you're not kind of confined to one place about a boat. You know what I mean?
But, yeah.
It's so much fun. Yeah, so I just caught that big bass. Not yesterday, the day before. I was so excited.
Really?
Yes, but no, I have actually noodled a 45-pound catfish before with my bare hands, so that one just does a little bit better.
Okay. We got to talk about the noodling. What is that like?
It's scary. It's so much fun, though. If you are an adrenaline junkie, and I am somewhat an adrenaline junkie, but my parents told me I need to calm down a little bit. So I've calmed down a little bit, but... yeah, there's nothing like it. You know, you dive down, stick your hand in there, and you wait for it to grab onto you. And I'm so tiny that, I mean, they grab up to, like, that last one grabbed up to here. And you got to kind of wrestle it underneath the water and pull it out. Are you kidding me?
I saw it move you.
Ooh, it felt it shake the ground.
Yeah. This is pretty good fish, huh? All right, let me get out, kid.
There we go.
You see him push me up?
Woo, baby. Good fish.
Like, seriously.
No, I mean, it's fun.
And are you going to do it again?
Probably in a few weeks, yes. I try to do it once every year at least. But.
Okay. Well, now you also are so good at all of this hunting and the fishing and the things
Thank
like
you.
That because you were on a show on the Outdoor Channel.
I was on a hunting show called For Lover Likes on the Outdoors Channel. It was an all girls competition hunting show, and I ended up winning it. I got me a big old buck and I shot it during the hurricane, believe it or not. I got some stories. But you got to go watch it to find out, you know, how that happened.
Of course, of course. Well, so a little competitive,
very competitive.
Did you get that like from your brother? Because I like,
oh,
I like brother,
yes. Okay, yeah. So me and my brother, you know, we're always out hunting or fishing, and it's always a competition. We love each other to death, but it is definitely a competitive sport between us, you know.
Now, who has caught the biggest fish out of the two of you?
Oh, my brother, for sure.
Okay,
you know, I don't know what it is about my brother, but I always say he has a horseshoe on him or something.
a little lucky horseshoe.
Yeah, lucky horseshoe, because if it's there, he's going to catch it.
No kidding.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, you got the sparkles on, and
you got
the Barbie, so that's kind of your nicknames.
You know, people have been calling me Country Barbie for a long time because I love being outdoors. I love getting dirty, but also I sing, so most times you're going to see me on the stage singing country music, all decked out in glitter and rhinestones. But then on the weekends, you're going to see me in camo and a baseball cap and Daisy Duke song, cutoffs, whatever, you know. So people started, oh, that's Country Barbie.
And there you go. I like
it. I have like two sides
of
my personality, but I really am just a country girl. I love being outdoors. That's what makes me happy.
You're so cute. And I have to tell you, too, this is, okay, it's going to date me just a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And I was a kid back in the olden days. I had Cowgirl Barbie or Cowboy Barbie or whatever it was.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, Country Barbie.
Are you kidding?
I swear, I had one.
Did you have
one? Yes, and she was so cute. She kind of looks like you, too.
Oh,
and she had the cute little white hat, the blonde hair, and she had a blue eyeshadow.
Oh.
And if you pressed her back, she would wink at you. And
oh, what? Oh, okay, I'm about to go on the internet and find this. Like, I didn't know there was a real Country Barbie.
It's vintage.
Really? Okay, I'm gonna be dishing out the money for this one once I find it. But yeah, once I did the Outdoors Channel on that show, Country Barbie just stuck with me, and I can't get rid of it now because everybody So then I'm Country Barbie, so I just roll with it now. I love it. It's so perfect. All right, so Country Barbie here is going to help me, learn how to do some fishing. So don't go anywhere as we get loaded up here. Here we go. This lady wants to go fishing, so that's what we're about on it. I want to catch fish. So
let's see what we can do. I don't know what's in here, but we're going to find out.
We don't know. We are wishful thinking today.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to try to get some horseshoe luck. So,
yeah.
Somehow, right?
We're going to pray.
Exactly. We're praying for fish.
Yes, we're going to aim for fish to see what happens.
We want to feed everyone, just like
Josh did. That was good.
So you're gonna teach me a little bit about fishing today.
Yes, I am. I brought some live worms and I brought some lures.
Did you say live worms?
I did say live worms.
Yes. It's going to make me touch worms.
Go ahead and pull that apart now. Go ahead.
She's like, seriously, like,
pull it apart.
So gross.
Do it in half. Break it in half. Come on.
Wait, hold on.
Yes, break it in half. We're teachers.
Break it in half. Oh, I can't.
Break it. All right. Okay.
Ugh.
Now I'm going to let you. All right. You just push it up there. We're going to hope there's something in this pond or lake that's hungry today. There we go. We're going to just let it sit there. You hold that one.
Okay.
Wait. You got a bite. You got a bite.
Stop it.
Wait. There you go.
Woo!
Yeah, that's a nice little brim.
Yes.
Oh,
my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You got it. Look it. Oh, my
God. Hold
on.
This is how you take it off. Have you ever taken it off? Just take your hand down gradually so you don't get thin because that hurts. But you don't want to just throw him in.
Okay. We got to let him go nicely.
You got to let him go nicely.
Oh, don't fall in.
Hold on.
There he goes, and he lives to see another day.
Woo! I did it!
But see how fun that is? I'm proud of you because you were brave enough to rip that worm open.
It kind of creeped me out a little bit.
So my grandpa always used to say, when we were fishing, he'd be like, Becca, give me a wubba worm and a cigarette, which is a rubber worm and a cigarette. And then we'd fish for bass. So he always says, you got to play with the fish, Becca. You can see the lure.
What?
How, whenever you, so you let that lure sink. You reel it in a little bit and then pull it up.
We're going to zoom back.
All right. That's where you want to get, right? This little line.
Okay.
Fast. Okay. So let it sink all the way down.
Okay.
I reel it out, reel it in a little bit, and then pull it up. Reel it in. Pull it up. They're not excited about this. Yeah, it's about as a fish I'd want to bite.
Hey, I'm Becca Bolin, and this is Sam Woods. So I was kind of going through a heartbreak, and we were sitting around thinking about, you know, the girls on Broadway and
them going out and partying in Nashville. And this is pretty much where the song came from, because I was doing a little bit of that myself. During this time. So this is for those who are going through heartbreak and you know, just want a good summer song to lift you up. It's called If I'm Being Honest.
Another day, another problem. 7 days a week stuck in this rut. Wide awake, trying to solve them. Feeling incomplete without your touch. Memories that haunt me. Lonely nights that kill me. All the walls around me caving in. So I think I will go out, downtown, get drunk, make out anything to forget you. I got on my high heels, short dress, sparking interest, turning every head in the room. If I'm being honest, they all look better than you. Some may say I'm unstable, searching for someone to fill this void. I look at this from every angle. Seems I've got no other choice. So I think I will go out, down, down, get drunk, make out anything to forget you. I got on my high heels, short dress, sparking interest, turning every head in the room. If I'm being honest, they all look better than you. That I'm crazy, I got a few screws loose. You've been counting me out, but the joke's on you. So I think I will go out downtown, get drunk, make out anything to forget you. I got on my high heels, short dress, sparking interest, turning every head in the room. So I think I will go out downtown, get drunk, make out anything to forget you. I got on my high heels, short dress, sparking interest, turning every head in the room. If I'm being honest, if I'm being honest, they all look better than you. Thank you.
It's truth or truth.
Oh, she's on Tiger. She's up to you. Okay. Damn. I never wear shoes if I don't have to.
You don't have to. Why? I mean, why would you?
May not wear shoes, you can't be a part of the no shoes. Sorry. No shoes, no shirt.
My world famous game, Truth or Truth, that's what we play here at Up and Country. Are you ready?
Oh, man, we'll see.
You want Truth or Dare, huh?
I want Truth or Dare. I dare you to go jump in that lake.
Oh, man. I think you might get arrested for that.
We're in the middle of a city. I kid y'all not. Trying to finish and everything else.
And you did it.
I did. You did it. I made a joke.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I mean.
Okay, pick a card, any card. You get to read the question.
I'm kind of scared. Do you have a hidden talent?
I saw it. It's not hidden anymore.
I can sound like a baby.
You can sound like a baby?
Baby.
Okay, let's hear it.
There you go.
That is a hidden talent. Yes. I've never had that happen on my show.
I would believe it. I also can play the spoons, but I don't have the spoons here.
Oh, okay. That's going to be on the trip to South Carolina. That's on the road trip. We're playing that.
My grandpa did that.
See, grandpa, he's had a lot of influence.
Grandpa was a farmer, and I mean, he was awesome. We'd fish, we'd go pig beans, and you know, he'd make chicken and rice, and we'd listen to Loretta Lynn and Johnny Cash, all that stuff.
He's a good man.
He was a good man.
Yeah, I miss that man.
I bet.
This is Cowboy Wisdom. These are newer cards.
Okay.
So they're like cards for inspiration, kind of like a little quote.
Okay.
And now everybody asked me where I get these. I made them. They're mine. They're my product. So.
Ooh, this is one of the best.
Yeah?
This is one, I say this all the time.
It's amazing how they get picked, because people pick them, I swear.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead, read it.
This one says, many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up.
Yes.
This is so true. I've always said, you know, the ones that make it are the ones who don't give up. And you see that being in the music industry is so incredibly hard that I feel like every other month I feel like I just need to give it up. But it's just so hard. But then I've noticed that every time it gets so hard, something really big happens.
Yes.
So if you just hang in there, this is absolutely the truth.
See,
right here. Absolute truth.
I love it.
Best card out of the pack.
They get picked for the right reasons every single time. So, Becca Bowen, I want to thank you so much.
I had fun.
And for taking the time to, like, go fishing in the city here.
My thing is, you got to come to South Carolina. I got to take you bass fishing. I want to catch something really big. I want you to catch something really big.
Okay.
Once you catch that first bass,
I'm going to be hooked.
Addicted. So, yes, next trip, South Carolina.
Okay.
Let's go.
It's on it. Challenge accepted.
Yes. Woo. We'll shake on it. Great.
It's a real now.
Serious now.
And we did it in front of Taylor Swift's bench.
We did. That's awesome.
Tight.
We literally fished in the city today.
We did.
Which is nuts.
I can't believe you. That's so awesome. That was so much fun. Thank you.
It was. I had so much fun. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yes.
I've thoroughly enjoyed this.
Make sure you're following Becca Bowen on all the socials, the Spotify, download the music, all the things. And you got a great website, too. You can see a fish. It puts your fish on the website. I mean, come on.
I do some crazy stuff. If you like watching somebody do all kinds of different things, I'm the one.